And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start in the state of Minnesota, which appears to be redesigning their state flag. But one of the proposals is raising more than a few eyebrows. The new banner almost looks identical to the Somalian flag. Skeptics doubt that it's a coincidence, since Representative Ian Omar has been pushing for the strikingly similar emblem for a while now. And when asked if she consulted foreign interests, she dodged the question, claiming that it simply represents Minnesota's beautiful snow and frigid weather. Yeah, I'm sure that's it. And in a disturbing parental rights case, the Supreme Court may soon be weighing in on an Indiana couple whose son was taken away from them over transgender identity. County officials removed the teen from his family after parents refused to affirm that he was actually a girl when he, in fact, was not a girl. The court ruled that disregarding his wishes constituted abuse. No, actually, following his wishes and entering his fantasy land with him perpetuates the abuse. Now they're petitioning the High Court to untangle the tragedy threatening families nationwide. And switching gears now to the holiday hullabaloos, a satanic group has provoked outrage because they demanded their demonic statue stand alongside a Christmas display at an Illinois Capitol building. The red-cloaked, horned, armless idol apparently symbolizes women's reproductive rights, according to the group. Although I fail to see how worshiping evil spirits relates to any type of human right, state officials finally banned all seasonal exhibits on government grounds, which, whether they realize it or not, is actually what the satanic group wanted all along. And in random sure-to-start heated debate news at Christmas parties, researchers claim that owning a dog may help stave off dementia in the elderly more than cats. Hey, I don't create the news, I just report it. And on a serious note, we go overseas to Nigeria, where a young Christian mother is awaiting trial for alleged blasphemy. She's facing threats of prison or worse unless she denies Christ. Muslim extremists turned violent after the married woman exercised her faith in a harmless online chat. Now she's been forced into hiding, requires 24/7 security to avoid any type of quote-unquote vigilante justice. Let's keep praying for this sister and all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And speaking of prison, a global prison ministry plans to mobilize thousands of volunteers next week, bearing gifts and the gospel to incarcerated men and women. It's an annual outreach that blesses over 65,000 inmates across six continents with these care packages that include the life-changing gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.